Starting a three-part series on agriculture's role in energy production, today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. American farms use energy, but many also help produce energy. That's a concept that Marty Matlock of the University of Arkansas says needs serious attention.
Energy costs are a major risk factor that leads to failure of the enterprise. The ability to control energy costs by bringing the means of production of energy in-house is a major resiliency strategy. One of the variable costs that most of our producers struggle with, one of the high variable costs of production, is energy.
Matlock says there are multiple ways of producing energy on a farm: growing crops for biofuels, capturing methane for natural gas and electricity production, and installing solar or wind power generation.
We are strongly supportive of on-farm energy production as a means of increasing the resiliency of our producers' enterprises, because there's so many things we can't control.
And says Matlock, now may be the right time to do this.
We've seen more Chapter 12 bankruptcies so far this year than we have since 2017, and just looking like it's going to get worse.
Tomorrow, what the ethanol business looks like these days. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.